Before they deal with the debt, Congress and the president have to decide what to do about President Bush's tax cuts, which expire this month. President Obama sent a team to negotiate with Congress, but liberals fear the White House may be too quick to give ground. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this story on how some political players see the president's negotiating style.
Senate Republicans sent Majority Leader Harry Reid a letter yesterday with what amounts to an ultimatum. Quote, "We will not agree to invoke cloture on the motion to proceed to any legislative item until the Senate has agreed to fund the government and we have prevented the tax increase that is currently awaiting all American taxpayers." In other words, vote on tax cuts and spending bills now or forget about everything else you want to get done during the lame duck session. It's the kind of strong, unified negotiating posture that Republicans have become known for in the last 2 years. President Obama has developed a different reputation, to the dismay of liberal activists such as Justin Rubin, executive director of the group Move On.
Looking right now at the tax cuts, and the White House signaling willingness to preemptively cave on what is effectively a tax bailout to millionaires, it's profoundly upsetting to people.
Liberals see the president as a bad negotiator, willing to sell the farm for nothing. For example, 9 months ago, he angered environmentalists with this surprise speech.
"Today we're announcing the expansion of offshore oil and gas exploration."
He seemed to be giving Republicans a bargaining chip without getting anything in return. Indeed, the energy bill that President Obama wanted died in the Senate for lack of Republican support. In the health care debate, the White House abandoned a public option without winning any Republican votes for the concession. And earlier this week, Mr. Obama once again gave Republicans something they wanted against the wishes of many liberal groups.
"And today I'm proposing a 2-year pay freeze for all civilian federal workers."
At a White House briefing the day of that announcement, Jonathan Weissman of the Wall Street Journal asked spokesman Robert Gibbs about the president's negotiating style.
"Why does the president go out and make these proposals at a podium instead of behind closed doors with your political adversaries in a negotiating position where you might be able to get something in return? What is the president getting in return by making this gesture?"
I think $2 billion in savings next year and $28 billion over five.
When he was pressed, Gibbs answered in a less flippant way.
"The president makes a series of decisions that he thinks are in the best interest of the country, not as a bargaining chip or a bargaining tool, but because it was the right thing to do."
This has always been part of President Obama's narrative. His brand of politics rises above the fray.
"I don't really understand that fully."
Jeswald Salicus teaches international negotiations at Tufts University's Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy.
"Simply making the statement and expecting them to come along and say, yeah, you did the right thing, we're going to do the right thing, I really think that's naive and certainly not realistic. Policy is a matter to be negotiated. It's a messy business. There's lots of give and take, but at the end of the day, that's the way it's done."
Experts on negotiation say that when President Obama publicly volunteers to concede something that Republicans want, a principle comes into play called reactive devaluation. Mike Wheeler of Harvard Business School explains the phenomenon.
"If I give you something that you haven't asked for or worked for, you tend to underappreciate it. Quite different if you've got to pull it out of me."
Another way of looking at it is, if you feed the donkey all of your carrots at the beginning of a trip, the donkey has no incentive to carry you. Although in this case, the better metaphor might be the elephant has no incentive to carry you. Even some Republicans share this view of the president as a poor negotiator.
"It's sort of like telegraphing your passes in basketball. It's easy to steal a pass."
Jim Walsh is a former congressman from upstate New York, now with the lobbying firm K&L Gates. He says this kind of politicking just is not in President Obama's blood.
"He's never been in the leadership position in either body, so he didn't have to do the negotiating, the horse trading that a Mitch McConnell would have grown up on, or a Harry Reid would have grown up on, or John Boehner would have grown up on. The president has not had to do this."
In fact, this president has always expressed disdain for the negotiating games that make up the daily routine in Washington. But it's a game that he is in, whether he wants to play it or not. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.